我们感谢主早晨召聚我们在他的面前。
Thank the Lord gather us before him.
我们也谢谢海良弟兄刚刚能够跟我们分享他的见证。
And thank Brother Young to share his testimony.
我们更高兴能够唱这样的诗歌，我们长驱直入新耶路撒冷。
And we are happy to sing this song, sweeping through the gates of Jerusalem.
因为神羔羊的宝血已经将我们洗净。
Because the blood of the Lamb has cleansed us.
这宝血能够洗净我们一切的罪。
The precious blood can cleanse all our sins.
能够叫我们在神的面前没有亏欠。
So that we have no faults before the Lord.
早晨有一个负担，想要弟兄姐妹一起来思想关于一个得胜的见证。
So I want to consider this message that we overcoming witness.
刚刚弟兄的见证让我们看见，今天我们还活在地上的一天的日子，我们就能够有一天的一个机会，能够来为主征战。
The brother said that we every time we live on this earth, we have an opportunity to fight for the Lord.
因为我们同有一个仇敌。
Because we have a common enemy.
这个仇敌不是我们的配偶。
This enemy is not our spouse.
这个仇敌也不是我们的弟兄姐妹。
It's not our brothers or sisters.
也不是我们的老板。
It's not our boss.
这仇敌乃是撒旦。
But the Satan.
这是我们征战的对象。
He is our enemy.
但是感谢主，主为我们预备了羔羊的宝血。
He has prepared the blood of the Lamb.
叫我们能够胜过仇敌一切的诡计。
So we can overcome all the scheme of the enemy.
能够胜过仇敌在我们在神面前的控告。
We can overcome his accusation.
虽然我们在地上的生活是极不完全。
Even though our daily life on the earth is incomplete.
虽然我们自己实在是知道我们有许多的亏欠。
And we also have sorry to for the Lord.
但是没有任何一个软弱是大过羔羊的宝血。
But nothing, no weakness is more stronger than the blood of the Lamb.
今天如果我们认为我们的一个软弱呢 是宝血所不能洁净的
If there's weakness that the blood of the Lamb cannot cleanse
那这个想法呢是 比我们所犯的罪我们的软弱还要更加严重
This thought is more worse than the fact that
就是羔羊的血是功效大过一切
The effect of the blood of the Lamb is above all
同时今天我们在地上还活着的每一个气息
Every breath that we take on the earth
乃是我们在地上能够为神做见证的机会
It's the opportunity that we can bear witness for the Lord
等将来回到天上去了以后
One day when we return to the heavenly home
我们就再也没有机会能够向这个世界向这个世人为主做见证
We don't have any opportunity to bear witness before the world
所以我们知道神还给我们有生命气息
We know the Lord has given us breath and existence
让我们有机会来为主征战
So we can fight for the Lord
神给我们还有机会能够为他做见证
So we can bear witness for the Lord
那今天我们想问问弟兄姐妹和朋友们
So we want to place a question before you
今天如果我们要为这位荣耀的神为那复活的主做见证
We want to bear witness for the Lord, the living Lord
那我们应该做一个什么样的见证呢
What kind of testimony should we share?
是一个得胜的见证还是一个失败的见证
Is it an overcoming testimony or a failure?
我想这个答案是很简单的
The answer is very simple
我们都知道我们也都盼望我们能够为主做一个得胜的见证
We all know and hope to bear an overcoming witness
但是我们看见我们自己在地上的生活
But we know the daily life
我们看见我们在世人面前的一个见证
And the testimony before the world
甚至是在神儿女们当中在神的家中的见证
Even the testimony among the brothers and sisters and within the house of the Lord
我们心里面实在是不敢说我们实在是为主做了一个得胜的见证
We wouldn't dare to say that we have an overcoming witness testimony
所以早晨愿意借着这一点时间和弟兄姐妹一起来思想
For this morning I want to consider
神所托付给我们的乃是一个得胜的见证
What he has planned, placed in our hands is the overcoming testimony
而且他所为我们预备的恩典也是够我们来使用来为他做一个得胜的见证
The grace that he has prepared for us is sufficient so that we can bear an overcoming testimony
我知道有一些弟兄姐妹有参加这一次今年夏天的夏令会
I know some brothers and sisters had attended the summer conference
或许有些弟兄姐妹没有能够有机会参加，但是可能也听过，在网上听过夏令会的信息。
Maybe some brothers and sisters did not attend, but you have heard the message on the web.
在夏令会当中，其中一个讲员 Dana 弟兄，他问了我们两个问题。
One of the speakers had asked us two questions.
第一个问题是说，谁能够肩抬神见证的约柜？
One is the who is able to bear the testimony of the Lord.
我们知道在旧约圣经当中所记载神的这个柜呢，有几个不同的名词。
We know in the Old Testament recorded the ark has several names.
它也被称为是法柜。
It's the ark of the law.
因为神的律法乃是放在那这个神的柜中里头。
Because the law is placed in this ark.
它也称为约柜。
It's also the ark of the covenant.
那是因为是神与他所拣选的以色列百姓立约的柜。
Because God has established the covenant with the people that He has chosen.
刚刚在圣经原文当中有许多次都提到神的这个柜呢，也称为那见证的柜。
In many times the ark is also called the ark of testimony.
所以弟兄问我们第一个问题是说，谁能够肩抬神见证这个约柜？
So our brother asked us the first question, who is able to bear the testimony up for the Lord?
就是那蒙召属神的儿女。
It's those who are called and belong to the Lord.
就是那因信耶稣基督为主而成为那有君尊的祭司的一帮人。
It's those who become a royal priesthood for the Lord.
所以早晨啊，请弟兄姐妹原谅我，要问这样的一个问题。
So brother and sister need to forgive me that I need to ask this question.
就是谁能肩抬神见证的约柜？
Who is able to bear the testimony of the Lord?
如果你是符合这个条件，可以请你们举一下手。
If you fit in this requirement, please raise your hand.
我想在我们中间得救的弟兄姐妹应该不止这么少。
Those who are saved among us should raise your hand.
到底谁能够肩抬神见证的约柜呢？
Who is able to bear the testimony of the Lord?
就是信耶稣的基督徒。
Those who believe.
这样大家比较清楚了。
You should be clear now.
好了，再回答这个问题。如果你符合这个条件，能够肩抬神见证的约柜的，请举一下手。
If you fit in this requirement, who is able to bear the testimony of the Lord, please raise your hand.
这样子至少 你自己清楚了，我们也比较清楚。
So you're clear and we are clear.
在我们中间神实在是赐给我们有一帮弟兄姐妹，叫我们能够一同的来肩抬神见证的约柜。
So God has given us brothers and sisters to be able to bear the testimony of the Lord.
因为我们乃是蒙神所召为他做见证的一帮人。
Because we are called to bear the witness for the Lord.
弟兄还问了我们第二个问题。
The brother also asked a second question.
他说谁为着神见证的约柜是有负担呢？
Who is burdened with the testimony of the Lord?
就在这一帮蒙召的人中间。
Among the brethren, among the Christians that who are saved.
我们心里头是不是为着神的见证，为着神荣耀的见证，我们有一个负担？
So we have a burden for the glorious testimony of the Lord.
用一句比较简单的话来问这个问题。
Simply put,
就说你愿不愿意为着神的见证，你有这个负担。
Are you willing to bear the testimony of the Lord with a burden?
那我再请弟兄姐妹再思想这个问题。
I want you to consider this question.
如果你心里头为着神的见证有这个负担，也请你举一下手。
If you have this burden, please raise your hand.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在是感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你不仅爱我们。
You loved us.
你在十字架上为我们流血舍命。
On the cross, you shed your blood and gave yourself.
主，你借着你自己的宝血，把我们从罪恶过犯中买赎回来。
Through your precious blood, you have bought us.
主，你从千万人中召了我。
Among thousands, you have called us.
主，叫我们能够成为一帮为着你见证、能够肩抬约柜的。
So that we can become a testimony for you to bear the testimony of the Lord.
主，我们更是感谢你在我们中间，主，你得着有一帮弟兄姐妹。
Among us, please gain a group of brothers and sisters.
主，我们是对于你的见证有负担的一帮人。
So that we become have burden to bear the testimony for you.
主，我们感谢你不仅招了我们。
We thank you that you have called us.
主，你今天因着我们心里面对你的见证有这样的一个负担。
Because we have this burden of your testimony.
主，你就要选上我们。
You will choose us.
主，叫我们能够成为你自己荣耀见证的一帮人。
So that we can become a glorious testimony for you.
主啊，我们能够成为一帮监台你见证约柜的祭司。
So that we can become a priest that's able to bear the testimony.
主，我们满心感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
主，虽然你说啊，蒙召的人多，选上的人少。
You know, you say those who are called are multitude, but those who are saved are little.
但是我们感谢你，你今天在我们中间，主，你得着一帮蒙你拣选的。
We thank you that you have gained a group that's called by you.
主，因为我们的弟兄姐妹乃是为着你的见证是有负担的。
Because brothers and sisters have the burden to bear the testimony for you.
主，我们就仰望你，借着早上的时间。
We look to you to speak to us.
主啊，叫我们真是能够成为你自己见证啊，得为了你自己见证能够得胜的一帮人。
So that we can have the overcoming, so we can bear the overcoming witness for you.
主，我们能够在地上的日子里为你打美好的仗。
So we can fight a good fight for you on this earth.
主，我们能够叫你荣耀的见证能够在我们的聚集中得着彰显。
So your glorious testimony will be manifested among us.
主，我们实在知道你再来的日子近了。
We know that your second coming day is near.
主，我们实在就不知道我们还有多少的机会。
We don't know how many opportunities we will have.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
主啊，因为你在我们弟兄姐妹心中动了善工。
Because you have worked a good work among brothers and sisters.
愿你亲自的成全。
May you complete the work.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们一起来读一处的经文，在启示录第十二章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 12.
启示录第十二章。我们从第十节读到第十一节。
Revelation chapter 12 from verse 10 to 11.
我们翻到，我们一起来读启示录第十二章第十节。
Let's read together verse 10.
一起来。我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们的弟兄，已经被摔下去了。弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。我们先停在这里。
That's all.
这边在第十节，让我们看见使徒约翰，他在异象中，他听见天上的一个声音。
We see Apostle John has seen a vision.
是一个大的声音。
It's a loud voice.
乃是天上有一个宣告。
There's a proclamation from heaven.
一个得胜的宣告。
A victory proclamation.
他说：“我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。”
And he said, "Now the salvation, the power, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of His Christ have come."
我们实在是看见，这乃是让我们。看见乃是地上的国要成为我主并我主基督耶稣的国的那个时刻。
This is the time that the kingdom on earth will become the heaven of our
Lord. 这是我们的主耶稣基督，他要第二次再来。
So our Lord Jesus is coming again.
他的国度、他的能力、他的权柄要彰显在全地。
His power and kingdom will be manifest on earth.
这件事情的发生呢，它前面有一个先决条件。
There's a prerequisite before this will happen.
在这里告诉我们说，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
For the accusers of our brethren has been thrown down. He who accuses them before the our God day and night.
刚我们弟兄告诉我们，今天我们在地上等候主在的日子这段时刻。
Our brother tells us on the day that on the time that we are waiting for the Lord.
我们乃是在一场征战当中。
We are fighting.
我们真正的对象，我们刚刚说过，乃是魔鬼撒旦。
The enemy that we are fighting against is the Satan.
我们知道这个魔鬼撒旦不仅在地上，在那里 杀害，在那里破坏。
Satan is killing and corrupting.
在那里偷窃，在那里抢夺。
He's stealing and robbing.
在那里试探我们，攻击我们。
Tempting us and fighting us.
他在这里都跟着我们看见，他同时呢，也昼夜的在神的面前控告那属神的人。
He also is accusing the brothers and sisters that belong to the.
因着仇敌在神面前的控告，就叫神的儿女在地上就产生一个软弱的情形。
Because of his accusation, the brothers and sisters on earth has become weak.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你觉得你在生活当中，在侍奉主的当中，你觉得软弱吗
？In your daily life and your service, do you feel weak？
你觉得当我们在世人面前要为主做见证的时候，我们软弱无力吗
？Before the world, when you bear the testimony for the Lord, do you feel weak？
这里有一个真实的原因
，Here's a true reason，
乃是因为有一位在神面前控告我们
，Because there is one that is accusing us before the Lord。
他不仅在神面前控告我们
，He not only accuses us before God，
他也在我们的心里头，借着我们的良心来控告我们
，He also accuses us through our conscience，
叫我们看到我们自己的软弱和亏欠
，So that we see our weaknesses，
叫我们常常想起我们做丈夫的是如何的不爱我们的妻子
，He reminds us the husbands that we don't love our wives。
叫我们做妻子的姊妹常常想到我们是如何的不顺服我们的丈夫
For the wives that we did not obey the husbands
叫我们做父母的常常想到我们是如何的不在基督里来教养我们的儿女
For the parents that he reminded us we did not teach the children in Christ
也叫我们看见我们的生活在世人面前是如何的没有美好的见证
And our daily life did not bear witness for the Lord
弟兄姐妹在神面前撒旦在那里昼夜的控告我们
Satan is accusing us day and night.
当撒旦一在神面前控告
When he accuses us.
当撒旦在我们心里头就把那个软弱放在我们里头
He plays weaknesses in our hearts.
叫我们想起我们的罪恶
So we thought of our weaknesses and
叫我们想起我们的软弱
and weaknesses.
我们还怎么能够为主做那得胜的见证
How can we bear the overcoming testimony for the Lord?
我们如何能够在世人面前来见证我们荣耀的主
How can we bear a testimony before the world for our Lord?
但在这里我们看见这个时候要发生一件事
At that time there's one thing will happen
就是那控告我们的那位撒旦他被摔下去了
The accuser Satan will be thrown down
他不能在神面前控告我们
He no longer can accuse us before God
这件事情的发生跟我们是有关系的
This thing happen will be related to us
就在第十一节告诉我们
In verse 11 tells us
他说弟兄胜过他就弟兄胜过撒旦
They overcame Satan
是因着这里有三件事
There are three things happen here
第一乃是羔羊的血
Because of the blood of the lamb
第二乃是就是弟兄们所见证的道
Because of the word of their testimony
第三就是他们虽至于死也不爱惜自己的性命
Thirdly, they did not love their life even when faced with death.
所以在这里我们看见，这是我们得胜的一个秘诀和武器。
Here's our weapon and secrets for overcoming.
虽然我们对魔鬼撒旦认识的不多
，even though we do not know Satan that well.
但是我们有一个感觉，从我们经历当中呢，从我们失败当中，我们有一个感觉。
In our failure and experience, we have this feeling.
而且我们也应该有一个准确的认识
Also we need to accurately know him
就是这魔鬼撒旦呢他的那个聪明啊他的那能力比我们强
The wisdom and the power of Satan is stronger than us
是不是这样子
Is that true?
不然的话我们也不会失败了
Then we wouldn't fail
我们跟我们仇敌在征战当中似乎常常失败的是我们而不是他
When we fight with him we fail often not him
所以我们应该认清我们自己
So we need to know ourselves
我们才很有可能打赢这场仗
So we can win this world
我们如果看到以色列的历史当中有一件事
In the history of Israelites
就有一次当以色列人和他们仇敌非利士人在征战的时候
When Israelites are fighting the Philistines
那非利士人有一个勇士
There's a warrior of the Philistines
他是一个巨人
He's a giant
就是哥利亚
His name is Goliath
我想我们知道这段故事
We know this story.
在当时，仇敌哥利亚在以色列神军队的面前，在那里叫骂的时候
，Goliath was shouting before the Israelites.
我们知道当时做以色列的王扫罗
Saul was the king of Israel.
和神的百姓，他们都十分的惧怕。
They were afraid of him.
简单来说，哥利亚在那里呢，就是要跟以色列的军队要跟他们单挑。
Goliath wants to challenge the army of the Israelites.
所以有没有任何一个人呢，敢出来跟他征战的
？Who's daring to come out to fight him?
就我们看见神耶和华的军队当中，没有一个人敢出来和这个巨人哥利亚征战。
The army of the Lord did not have one person come out to dare to fight him.
就后来发生了一件事。
One thing happened.
就是有一个年轻人。
There's a young man came out.
他真的是很年轻。
He's very young.
他是他们家中最小的。
He's the youngest in his family.
他父亲哥哥们都看不起他。
All the brothers and sisters despise him.
所以他常常就在旷野里头啊，就看看他父亲所托付给他的几只羊。
He was tending his father's sheep in the wilderness.
这个人是谁
？Who is this？
就是大卫。
He's David.
所以大卫呢，他没有受过军事训练。
He was not trained in the military.
他今天的话说，他没有上过神学院。
He did not train in the cemetery. No.
他呢，可能呢，也不是那个传很有能力的传道人。
He is not a powerful preacher.
他不过就是一个简单的心向着神的一个牧人，一个牧童。
He's only a youth shepherd that have a simple heart towards the Lord.
所以因着神的安排呢，这大卫就来到了这个战场当中。
By God's arrangement, he came to the war.
当他看见了这个仇敌非利士人这个巨人哥利亚在那里叫骂，向着神的军队叫骂的时候
，When he see the giant Goliath shouting,
在这青年人大卫的心中，他产生一个意念。
In David's heart, he had this thought.
他说：“这个人啊，他是谁
？Who is this man？”
在大卫的眼中啊，看哥利亚这个巨人哥利亚不过是一条狗。
He saw Goliath just as a dog.
哥利亚自己说他自己像是一条狗。
Actually, Goliath see himself as a dog too.
当大卫他为着神的名的缘故
，David for the name of the Lord's sake.
他不能够容忍神的仇敌在那里 来叫骂 来咒骂神的军队。
He cannot bear the sound that's scolding the army of the Lord.
所以简单的来说，大卫就上去要与这个巨人哥利亚征战。
So David wants to fight this Goliath.
我们看见大卫后来一出手就把这巨人哥利亚给打倒了。
When David used his army weapon, he put the Goliath to death.
他用一颗光滑的石头。
He only used a simple stone.
借着积雪就把哥利亚给打倒。
He used a
small stone. 那个。
He just swing the stone and hit him.
在那里，大卫做一个见证。
He bear a testimony.
他说，仇敌征战是靠刀兵，靠他的那个军装。
The enemy fights with his armory.
但是大卫他能够得胜，乃是因着他倚靠那万军之耶和华。
But David has a victory because he relied on the Lord.
所以这里我们看见大卫能够胜过巨人哥利亚。
Here we see David can overcome the giant Goliath.
第一，乃是因为他在乎神的见证。
Because he take heart of the testimony of the Lord.
他忠于神的名。
He's loyal to the name of the Lord.
他不能够忍受神的名在仇敌面前受羞辱。
He cannot dare to see the shame that's put to the Lord's name.
所以他上前去征战。
So he fight.
那他得胜的能力是从哪里来呢
？Where he has the power.
不是靠了他自己。
That's not by him.
不是靠他的聪明。
It's not because of his wisdom.
不是靠他的技巧。
It's not because of his skill.
不是靠他的军事训练。
Nor by his training in the military.
也不是靠他的经验。
Nor his experience.
他乃是倚靠那万军之耶和华。
But by the Lord of the hosts.
所以我们看见神的见证是大有能力的。
So we see the testimony of the Lord has power.
当神能在地上能够得着一帮人，是忠于他的见证。
When the Lord gains a group of people who is loyal to His testimony,
是为着神的见证心里面焦急的一帮人。
Who's worried about the testimony of the Lord?
神有能力的见证就能够借着这样的一帮人，能够在地上彰显出来。
The testimony of the Lord will be manifested through this group.
诗篇132篇第八节告诉我们。
Psalm 132, verse 8 tells us,
神的约柜是有能力的。
The ark of the Lord has power.
我们刚刚读到神的约柜也是神的见证。
The ark of the Lord is the testimony of the Lord.
所以神见证的约柜本身是有能力的。
The ark of the testimony has power.
但是李诗人说，耶和华啊，求你兴起。
Here it says, Arise, O Lord.
与你有能力的约柜同入安息。
To your resting place, you and the ark of your strength.
那这约柜，神的见证的约柜有什么能力呢？
What kind of power does the ark of the testimony has?
在约书亚记第三章，让我们看见。
In Joshua chapter 3 tells us.
当约书亚带领神的百姓经过了旷野，他们最终来到了约旦河。
When Joshua leads the people of Israel, went through the, came to the Jordan.
那他们怎么过了那个约旦河呢？
How did they cross Jordan?
弟兄姐妹，如果记得的话，
If you remember,
他们在那里没有搭桥，
They did not build a bridge,
也没有坐船，
nor take a boat.
他们乃是借着祭司肩抬约柜，神约柜的祭司，当他们的脚踏入约旦河水的时候，
But the soles of the feet of the priest touched the water.
我们看见约旦河水就在还是涨潮的时候，那滔滔的洪水就在远处就立起断绝，成为一个像墙垣。
We see the water of the Jordan will be cut off and stand in one heap.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见神约柜的能力，能够叫大自然都顺服在他的面前。
We see the power of the Ark of the Covenant will even have nature be obedient.
不是神的祭司有什么能力。
It's not because the priest has power.
也不是神的百姓有什么特点。
It's not the people of the Lord has any characters.
乃是神见证的约柜。叫约旦河水全然断绝。
But the ark of the testimony has cut off the water of the Jordan.
那是神有能力的约柜。
That is the ark of the covenant has power.
当他们过了约旦河，进入了神所应许的迦南地。
When they crossed the Jordan and entered into the land of Canaan.
他们来到了一座坚固的堡垒城墙。
They have come to a fortress.
就是耶利哥城。
That's the city of Jericho.
神的军队，神的百姓没有办法使来攻打这个敌人的这座坚固城。
The army of the Lord cannot make the Jericho fall.
那神叫他们做什么呢？
What did the Lord tell them to do?
我想主日学的孩子们，他们可能都记得这个故事。
I'm sure all the kids in the Sunday school they know.
神就叫他的百姓，他的祭司，他的约柜，他的军队绕城。而行。
The Lord tells the priest to carry the ark of the testimony to circle the city seven days.
记得以前教小孩这个故事的时候。
I remember when I teach the Sunday school.
我们就带着孩子哈，就围成一个队伍。
I'll lead the kids in one row.
那我们就绕圈圈。
We'll circle the classroom.
第一次绕一圈。
One time.
第二次就第二天再绕一圈。
The second day,
第三天、第四天、第五天、第六天都是这样绕一圈。
We just circle six times.
第七天的时候怎么样
？On the seventh day,
绕几次
？How many times do we circle?
看大家记不记得？绕七圈是不是
？We will circle the seven times.
当我们带着孩子绕完七圈的时候
，So after I lead the kids circle seven times,
我们就带着孩子全部倒在地上。
We will all fall on the ground.
为什么
？Why?
因为那坚固的耶利哥城城墙就倒塌了。
Because the wall of the Jericho has fallen.
神的百姓在那里大大的得胜。
The people of Israel has victory.
弟兄姐妹，是因为神的百姓在那里绕圈圈而产生那个地方产生地震，所以城墙倒了吗
？Is it because they circled the city so they caused the earthquake?
我不认为。
No.
我相信还是神有能力的约柜，叫耶利哥城的城墙倒塌了。
We know that the ark of the testimony has power to make the walls of the Jericho fall.
所以在那里我们看见神的约柜带领神的百姓大大的得胜。
Here we see the ark of the testimony leads the people have victory.
我们知道当约书亚带领神的百姓在迦南地经历过许多征战。
When Joshua leads the people has victory.
他们经历了许多的得胜。
They experienced many victories.
因为神有能力的约柜随着他们。
Because the ark of the power follow them.
当他们在迦南地征战的当中，我们看见耶和华的约柜，耶和华的使者乃是神军队的元帅。
When they are fighting in the Canaan, the host of the Lord was with them.
但过了不多久
，not for long.
当约书亚和那一代的长老们，他们都死了。
All the elders have died.
我们看到历史就进入到士师记的光景。
So the history entering the time of judges.
我们用一句话来总括士师记当时以色列百姓的光景。
So we will summarize in one phrase.
就是个人任意而行，个人心中没有王。
They are doing according to what they think. There's no king.
他们不再以神作为他们的王。
They do not think of the Lord as their king.
他们不再顺服在神的带领底下。
They are not obedient to the Lord.
所以到了后来，我们到了撒母耳记上的时候。
So in the time of Samuel.
以利是当时的祭司。
Eli is the priest.
后来他老了以后，他的两个儿子就接续他做以色列的祭司。
After he was old, his two sons took over.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要忘记，在神儿女们与仇敌征战当中，在天上我们还有一个仇敌。
When we are fighting with the enemy, there's another enemy in heaven.
就是撒旦在神的面前千方百计要控告神的百姓。
Satan is accusing all the people of the Lord.
所以当时我们知道神的百姓他们个人凭己意而行心中没有王
So we know the people are doing according to their will There's no king in their heart
我们就看见神以利的两个儿子他们在神的面前行了非常败坏的事情
The sons of Eli has committed sin
所以在整个神的百姓当中的光景我们知道已经是非常败坏
So the condition among the people of the Israelites is corrupted
当时同样以色列人他们又有一次要跟腓力士人征战
The people of Israelites was fighting the Philistine again
那他们心里面就想到了
So they thought
他们就去把神的约柜呢拿过来
They need to bring the Ark of Testimony here
当神的约柜来到以色列与腓力士人征战的战场当中的时候
When they brought the Ark of Testimony among the battlefield
我们发现一个情形
We found one condition
那以色列人怎么样
What happened to the Israelites?
他们兴奋得不得了。
They are so excited.
他们想到他们先祖啊，如何借着神的约柜，有能力的约柜来胜过仇敌。
They thought that their ancestors had the victory because of the Ark of Testimony.
所以在以色列军营这边呢，就那个非常高、非常大声的在那里喧嚷。
So the tent in the tent of the Israelites, they were shouting.
他们觉得神能力的约柜来了。
So the ark of the power has come.
我们必要得胜了。
We will have the victory.
结果呢，仇敌腓力士人呢听到了，他们也害怕了。
The Philistine was afraid because they heard this.
为什么他们害怕
？Why?
他们想到，他们听到说神的约柜，就是从前他们从前听过神的有能力的约柜，糟糕来到这个以色列人当中了。
They heard the ark of the power has come to among the Israelites.
他们心里面也消化也惧怕。
They were so afraid.
他们想，他们可能也认为他们也要打输这场仗。
They thought they would lose this battle.
就很稀奇的
，Amazingly，
以色列军队失败了。
The Israelites have failed.
他们大大的被腓力士仇敌给打败。
They were defeated by the Philistines.
不仅打败，连神的约柜都被仇敌掳去了。
Not only defeated, the Ark of the Testimony were captured.
弟兄姐妹，这是什么原因？
Why is that reason?
神的约柜不是有能力吗？
In the Ark of the Power.
为什么神的约柜不仅不能叫他的神的百姓得胜，反而都连约柜本身都被仇敌掳去了？
Why the Ark of the Covenant will give the victory to the Israelites, but it was captured?
弟兄姐妹，这是在我们今天在我们身上同样的故事。
This is the same story happening to us.
不是神的见证失去了能力。
It's not the testimony of the Lord lose power.
乃是监台约柜的祭司，我们出了问题。
But those priests that bearing the testimony has problem.
所以神有能力的见证，再也不能从神的百姓当中彰显出来。
But the testimony with power cannot be manifested.
所以在那时候以色列当中进入到一个非常凄惨的光景
So the Israelites enter into a generation very sad
他们说神的荣耀离开以色列
The glory of the Lord has left Israel
神的百姓再也不能为荣耀的神做见证
The people of Israel could no longer bear witness for the Lord
但是很稀奇的事情
But amazingly
虽然神的约柜似乎是被掳到腓力士人当中
The Ark of Testimony was capturedAmong the Philistine.
神的约柜自己在腓力士人当中大大的得胜。
But the Ark of the Covenant has victory.
无论神的约柜到哪里
，No matter it went.
仇敌在那里就灾害灾祸就临到了仇敌。
The calamity will come.
所以在腓力士地当中呢，他们从一个城把约柜运到另外一个城，再运到另外一个城。
So they are moving the Ark of the Testimony.From one city to the other.
为什么
？Why?
因为神有能力的约柜保护他自己。
Because the Ark of the Covenant has power to protect itself.
在仇敌各个城当中，凡约柜所到之地， 他们就灾害就临到他们。
In the cities of the enemy, all the calamity will come.
他们先后到了五座腓力士地的大城。
There are five major cities.
彻底的把腓力士人完打败。
Philistine was totally defeated.
到后来腓力士人就举手投降，说 surrender, surrender.
Philistines surrendered themselves.
神的约柜大大得胜。
The ark of testimony has great victory.
仇敌乖乖的降服的，把神的约柜再送回到以色列人 的地方。
The enemy has sent back the ark of testimony.
所以这里让我们看见神见证的约柜是大有能力的。
Here we see the ark of testimony has great power.
而在监台约柜的人身上，我们需要有神的救恩。
Those who bear the testimony should have the salvation.
就是刚刚我们所读到的圣经，弟兄胜过他。
We just read that brethren have overcame him.
我们为主做见证的弟兄们，我们能够胜过撒旦的控告。
Those who has bear witness for the Lord has overcome the accusation.
乃是因着羔羊的血。
Because of the blood of the Lamb.
我们知道，我们从刚刚的例子当中，让我们看见神见证的约柜之所以不能彰显他的能力。
From the previous example, when the ark of the testimony cannot manifest its power,
之所以不能胜过仇敌
，cannot overcome the enemy，
都因为不是神见证的本身出的问题。
It's not because the testimony has problem，
乃是因为撒旦在神面前控告。
Because the stain is accusing.
乃是因为神的百姓在神的面前有亏欠。
Because the people of the of God has fall short.
所以撒旦一控告
，when Satan accuses,
神的见证人就软弱了。
The witness of God has weak has become.
我们越软弱，神的能力就彰显不出来。
When we become weak, the testimony will not be manifested.
所以感谢主，在这里，神为我们预备了羔羊的宝血。
Thank the Lord that He has prepared the blood of the Lamb.
这羔羊的血就是我们主耶稣基督在十字架上所为我们流出的宝血。
The blood of the Lamb is the blood that Jesus has shed on the cross.
在约翰福音，约翰一书第一章告诉我们。
In 1 John chapter 1 tells us,
神儿子的血能够洗净我们一切的罪。
The blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
弟兄姐妹，神的话清楚告诉我们，他儿子的血能够洗净我们一切的罪。
God's words tells us clearly the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
在罗马书第八章第一节告诉我们。
In Romans chapter 8 tells us.
神的话说，如今那在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，你在基督耶稣里吗？
Are you in Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters?
今天我们蒙恩了以后，我们借着受浸，我们就与基督联合。
Today, when you are saved and through baptism, you are united with Christ.
今天无论我们的光景如何，
no matter what condition you are in,
在什么样的处境里，
no matter what surrounding you are,
神已经把我们放在基督耶稣里。
We are placed in Christ by God.
无论我们走到哪里，
no matter where we are,
无论我们做什么，
no matter what we do,
我们是在基督耶稣里。
We are in Christ.
神的话应许我们，
God's word promises,
保证，
assured us.
那在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们胜过撒旦控告的一个确据。
This is assurance for us to overcome the accusation of Satan.
没有任何仇敌的控告能够改变这个事实。
No accusation from Satan can change this fact.
神已经把我们放在基督耶稣里。
God has placed us in Christ Jesus.
撒旦不能再控告我们。
Satan cannot accuse us anymore.
因为在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
Because those who are in Christ Jesus cannot be condemned.
有些时候撒旦还来迷惑我们。
Even though Satan will come and
在我们心里面来控告我们。
Attract us and accuse us.
叫我们看看我们自己。
He tells us to look at ourselves.
我们是如何的亏欠神。
We have fall short of the
Lord. 我们是如何的软弱。
We are so weak.
我们这样的人还能够为神做见证吗？
Can we bear witness for the Lord?
撒旦在我们里面来控告。
Satan is accusing us inside.
就是要叫我们软弱。
So that we can become weak.
弟兄姐妹，我们要抵挡撒旦。
But we need to be against him.
我们可以大声的对他说。
We can shout.
那如今在基督耶稣里的就不定罪。
Those who are in Christ Jesus cannot be condemned.
有一个服侍主的弟兄，
a brother who served the Lord.
他带着工作也在教会当中服侍主。
He's working also, he's serving.
他在教会当中 负许多的责任。
He has many responsibility in the church.
有一次他去探望，去医院探望一个在聚会中生病的老弟兄。
One time he went to the hospital visiting an elderly sister, brother.
那个老弟兄呢，反而先开口问这位弟兄。
So the elderly brother asked him.
就问他说最近好不好
？How are you?
那我们这个服事主的弟兄呢，就对着老弟兄说。
So the brother answered.
他说不太好。
Not so good.
因为工进来工作也做不好。
Because I cannot perform well at my work.
在教会中的服事也服事的不好。
The service at church I did not serve well.
在我们这位弟兄的服事主的弟兄心中，他有许多的亏欠。
He has many weaknesses in his heart.
仇敌在他里头叫他定罪他自己。
The enemy is accusing him to himself.
主把聚会托付给你。
God has placed this meeting in your hand.
主把见证的机会赐给你。
God has given you opportunity to bear witnesses.
主把这么多的弟兄姐妹托付给你。
God has placed so many brothers and sisters in your hand.
叫我们弟兄他里头一个感觉，他定罪他自己。
So brother is accusing himself.
他觉得他该做的工作没做好。
He did not perform well.
家里面没顾好。
He did not look after his family.
弟兄姐妹没有照管好。
He did not take care of the brothers and sisters.
他里头极其的软弱。
So he is very weak inside.
但是这位生病的老弟兄就告诉我们这位服事主的弟兄说。
But the elderly brother tells this brother.
他对他说，你需要一点福音。
You need some gospel.
我们这位服事主多年的弟兄啊，这心里就觉得很奇怪。
The brother was wondering, I have served the Lord so many years.
他想，我信主这么多年，服事主这么多年。
I was a believer so many years and serving so many years.
他说，我还需要福音吗
？Do I still need gospel?
他就问这位生病的老弟兄说，是什么呢
？So he asked the elderly brother, what is it?
这年老弟兄就对这位服事主的弟兄说，罗马书八章一节。
So the brother, elderly brother, tell him, look at Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
如今那在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
感谢主的怜悯，神借这句话在我们弟兄的心中光照了他。
Thank the Lord for His mercy. He was enlightened by the Lord.
他就从那仇敌的控告的软弱中就出来了。
So he was delivered from the accusation of the Satan.
他能够好好的靠着主的恩典，能够无愧的良心来侍奉我们的神。
By God's grace, he can serve the Lord blamelessly.
兄弟妹，我想问你们一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
那羔羊的宝血是这样的有功效。
The blood of the lamb has so much effect.
那是不是在我们信主的时候，我们经历了羔羊宝血的功效
？Have we experienced the effect of the blood of the lamb?
那赦罪的平安喜乐充满在我们心里头。
The forgiveness was filled our heart.
是不是只有那一次呢
？Only at that time.
在我们生活当中，我们是不是常常的来经历羔羊宝血的功效呢
？In our daily life, do we experience the effect of the blood of the Lamb?
我们上一次在主的面前蒙羔羊宝血洁净是什么时候呢
？When was the last time that you experienced the cleansing of the blood of the Lamb?
我们今天早晨在我们心里头，我们是不是还有控告，还有定罪呢
？This morning, do we still have accusation in our heart?
弟兄姐妹，我们今天要有能力来为主做见证。
When we need the power to bear witness for the Lord,
我们就必须要认识羔羊宝血的功效。
We need to know the effect of the blood of the Lamb.
我们要经历这羔羊宝血的功效。
We need to experience the effect of the blood of the Lamb.
我们要活在这羔羊宝血的功效底下。
We need to live under the effect of the blood of the Lamb.
叫那控告我们的撒旦再也不能控告我们。
So the accuser can no longer accuse us.
神有能力的见证约柜就能够从我们身上显出神自己的见证来。
The power of the Ark of the Covenant will manifest through us.
第二点这边说到乃是弟兄们所见证的道。
Secondly, he speak of the word of their testimony.
那我们见证的什么呢
?What do we bear testimony?
我们的见证虽然没有错是圣经上神所说的话。
We bear the testimony that by the word that's in the Bible.
我们的见证乃是根据神已经成就的一个事实。
We based on the fact that the Lord has accomplished.
就是神的儿子为着世人的罪被钉在十字架上。
The Son of Christ was crucified on cross.
他的血流出，他的身体破碎。
His blood was shed and his body was broken.
并且像我们弟兄刚刚所说的，我们的主已经从死里复活。
And he was resurrected.
这是 神所让我们看见他已经成就的一个客观的事实。
This is the fact that the Lord has allowed us to see that, the fact.
这是我们的见证。
This is our witnesses.
我们不是见证我们自己有什么好。
We're not bearing the witness for how good we are.
我们乃是见证神成就的事实，就是他的儿子已经从死里复活了。
We are bearing the testimony that his son was resurrected from death.
这是我们在地上所做的见证，就是主得胜的一个事实。
We are bearing the testimony on earth to the fact that he is overcoming.
因为我们的主已经借着死败坏那掌死权的。
Through death, he has abolished death.
他已经掳掠了仇敌，众仇敌。
He has captured all enemies.
升上高天，坐在宝座上。
Ascended and seated in heaven.
这些都是神已经成就的事实。
This is all the fact that he has accomplished.
这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
这样子还不够。
That's not enough.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
这个见证虽是一个客观的事实，
that the testimony is subjective.
但是它必须建立在我们主观的经历和认识上。
The testimony was objective, but it needs to be established on the subjective.
就是在我们的生活当中，
in our daily life.
我们的生活乃是见证这件事情。
Our daily life is bearing the testimony.
圣经让我们看见什么是见证呢？
What is testimony?
见证必须是真实的。
The testimony has to be real.
第二，见证必须是我们自己亲眼看见、亲耳听见、亲手所摸过的。
The testimony has to be heard and seen and touched.
这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
在当时初期的教会，
In the early churches,
那使徒们跟随主的门徒们，他们经历过，他们亲眼见到、亲耳听到、亲手摸过那复活的主耶稣。
The apostles had heard and seen and touched our Lord.
所以我们看见初期教会，他们之所以能在那里大有能力，在那里大大得胜来见证主。
That's why the early churches have victory and power to bear witness for the Lord.
因为他们所做的见证，乃是根据那个事实。
The testimony they bear is according to the fact.
什么事实呢？
What is the fact?
就是那被钉十字架的主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
The fact that the crucified Lord has been risen.
如果我们看《使徒行传》
，When we see the book of Acts，
我们看见初期教会他们。在世人当中所显出的见证。
In the early churches, they bear testimony.
简单来讲，就是这一件事。
They simply put.
就像彼得所做的第一个见证。
The first witness that Peter bear.
他说：“那钉十字架的耶稣，神已经叫他复活了。”
He said the crucified Christ, God has risen him.
他说：“我们就是为这件事做见证。”
We bear witness for this.
所以我们看见那见证约柜的能力，就从这一帮属神的基督徒身上就大大的彰显出来。
The power of the Ark of Covenant has been manifested.
他就叫瞎眼看见，叫瘸腿行走，叫死人复活。
So the blind can see, the lame man can walk, and the deaf will be risen.
因为他们不仅根据客观事实，
It's not only based on the fact.
他们有主观的经历来做这个见证。
They have the subjective experience to bear this witness.
在约翰一书，使徒约翰、老约翰就告诉我们。
And John also tells us in 1 John.
他说他们把他们所看见的、所听见的、他们所摸着的来传给我们。
They are preaching to us what they have heard and seen and touched.
你知道，这个传不是借着我们这个口里的话。
It doesn't mean that through the words.
我们看见不仅借着他们所传的话语，更是借着圣灵在我们里头的启示。
Not only through the words they preach, and also the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天要能够为主做一个见证。
So today we want to bear witness for the Lord.
必须是一个真实的见证。
It has to be real.
意思就是说，我们必须在灵的里头来经历这圣灵，这主耶稣从死里复活的一个事实。
We have to experience the fact that the Lord has been risen.
就圣灵必须把这样一个客观的事实启示在我们心里。
Holy Spirit has to reveal this objective.
不仅启示在我们心里，
not only reveal it in our heart,
更带领我们来经历主耶稣基督复活生命的大能。
And also lead us to experience the power of His resurrection.
这里讲到弟兄们所做的见证。
Here tells us the witness of the brothers.
不单是客观的事实，
not only is subjective experience fact.
他们有主观的经历，
they also have objective experience.
所以他们的见证是有能力的，
so their witnesses is with power.
所以他们的见证能够胜过众仇敌，
so their testimony can overcome all enemies.
这两件事情都是神已经成就的。
All these things have been accomplished by God.
羔羊的宝血。
The blood of the lamb.
主耶稣基督已经在十字架上为我们流出了宝血。
Lord Jesus has shed His blood on the cross for us.
而这宝血是永远有功效。
And this precious blood is effective through all ages.
是能够洗净我们一切的罪。
Can cleanse all our sins.
是能够叫仇敌不能再控告我们。
Can stop the accusation of the enemy.
另外，神的儿子耶稣基督从死里复活。
When the Son of God risen from death.
这也是神已经成就的一个事实。
This is the fact that He has accomplished.
今天借着圣灵这样的一件事实启示在我们心里。
So the Holy Spirit He reveals this fact in our heart.
我们不仅认识了。
Not only we know.
我们接受了。
We received.
我们不仅接受了。
Not only we received.
我们也经历过。
We have experienced.
所以我们能够来为神的见证，我们能够来得胜。
So we can overcome for His testimony.
我们能够像初期教会的使徒们一样，我们来做这样的见证。
Just like the early churches, the apostles bear these witnesses.
这两件事情是非常稳固的。
This is very stable and firm.
那你发现在这里呢，还圣神的话还讲到还有一件事。
Not only that, he mentioned another thing.
这件事情是一个关键。
This is a key.
也可以说是我们在这个征战当中的最重要的关键。
This is the most important key in this battle.
这里说他们这些愿意有心。就像我们弟兄姐妹刚刚所举手的，我们有那个心愿，我们愿意来肩抬神的见证。
Those who have the heart to and able to bear the testimony of the Lord.
这里神的话说，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
They did not love their life even when faced with death.
这里讲到他们不爱惜这个性命，在圣经原文里头呢，可以有两种解释。
In the original text, there are two ways to explain when they did not love their life.
一个呢，就指着我们这个身体的生命。
It means the life in this body.
我们知道，在历世历代的圣徒当中，有许多忠心于主见证的人，他们为主殉道。
In the history, there are many brothers and sisters that are loyal to the Lord.
他们把他们身体这个生命，为了主的缘故，为了主见证的缘故，他们舍了。
They martyred for the Lord.
这是第一个。
That's one thing.
第二点，这边讲的性命呢，也指着我们天然人的这个性命。
This life also means the natural life.
就是指着我们这个天然人的那个魂生命。
It means the natural life of man.
我们的思想、我们的意志、我们的情感、我们的聪明、我们的才干、我们的能力。
Our ability, our wisdom, our
talent. 我们都不爱惜。
We do not like.
不爱惜我们自己的天然的生命。
We do not love our natural life.
在福音书里，主耶稣对门徒们说
：In the book of Gospels,
若有人要跟从我
，whoever wants to follow me,
就要舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
He must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
这边的舍己不仅讲到我们愿意把我们自己的生死置诸于度外。
Here, deny himself means not only love your life.Put your life aside.
这边更是让我们看见，我们要把我们天然人魂生命里面的一切也愿意舍了。
And put all that's in the natural life and give that away.
就是我们不靠我们自己的思想，或是意志，或是情感，或是我们自己的才干能力，我们来为主做见证。
We do not rely on our ability and wisdom and talent to bear witness for the Lord.
我们乃是忠心于神所托付给我们的主耶稣基督的见证。
But we are faithful to the witness that the Lord has committed to us.
这件事情太重要了。
That is very important.
因为仇敌撒旦他知道。
Because Satan knows.
在约伯记，仇敌撒旦在神面前告诉我们。
And Job, Satan tells him.
他知道人啊的光景是如何。
He knows the condition of man.
他说人呢，情愿舍弃一切来保全性命。
Man is rather to forgive all, deny all things to.Have his life.
撒旦知道我们
to keep his life.
最宝贵的就是我们自己的性命。
Satan knows that we put emphasis on our own life.
所以我们看见约伯的见证。
So we see the witness of Job.
约伯在那许多的撒旦的攻击，在许多的患难当中。
In many calamity and attack of the enemy.
他什么都没有了。
He lost all things.
财产都没有了。
He lost all property.
儿女都没有了。
No children.
健康也都没有了。
And health.
但是他却持守在神面前那纯正的见证。
But he kept the purity of the testimony.
他说，他虽杀我，我仍要信他。
Though he slay me, I will hope in him.
所以约伯能够持守在神面前的那个见证。
So Job can keep the witness before the God, before God.
当我们能够为着神的缘故，我们愿意舍弃自己。
When we are willing to deny ourselves for the sake of the Lord.
我们愿意虽至于死，我们也不爱惜我们自己的生命性命。
We do not love our own life when faced with death.
当我们有这样一颗至始忠心的心智的时候，
When we have this will.
弟兄姐妹，撒旦就束手无策。
Then Satan will not have any method.
撒旦就什么再也不能够来摸着我们。
Satan cannot touch us.
所以我们看见约伯后来神是如何的借着约伯来成就他自己荣耀的见证。
So through Job, God has accomplished his glorious testimony.
所以在这里我们看见，这是为主做见证，能够胜过仇敌一帮人，他们在神面前的一个得胜的秘诀。
Here are the secrets that the group of people has that they can overcome with a great testimony.
就是像一开始弟兄姐妹们在神面前所举手表达的一个心智。
It's just like brother and sister raise your hand that you are willing.
我们在乎神的见证。
We have emphasis on the testimony of the Lord.
我们为神的见证，我们有负担。
We have burden for the Lord, the testimony of the Lord.
我们为着主耶稣基督他荣耀的见证在地上能够被彰显。
For the manifestation of the glorious testimony of the Lord.
我们虽至于死也不爱惜我们自己。
Even when we face death, we will not love our lives.
弟兄姐妹，神的见证本身是大有能力。
The testimony of the Lord has power.
我们知道过去神的约柜如何显出神的能力。
We know howThe Ark of the Covenant manifests the power of God.
今天神的见证在信他的人身上，在那愿意持守他见证的人身上，也同样要显出他的能力。
The testimony will also manifest the power of God through the people who are willing to bear the witness.
主耶稣基督的宝血在我们身上是永远有功效。
The effect of the blood of Lamb has effect on us.
他能够洗净我们一切的亏欠。
He can cleanse all our shortcomings.
他能够叫仇敌在神面前，在我们心里头再也不能控告我们。
He can stop the accusation from the accuser.
我们必须要在生活当中天天时刻的，我们来使用羔羊宝血的功效。
We need to use the effect of the blood of the lamb in our daily life.
因着羔羊宝血，使我们能够穿着洁白的衣裳。
Because of the love of the blood of the lamb, we have the white robe.
我们能够侍立在神的面前。
We can stand before God.
我们能够站在世人的面前。
We can also stand before man.
来见证我们的主。
To bear witness for him.
因着羔羊宝血的功效。
Because of the effect of the blood of the lamb.
也叫我们能够经历主耶稣基督复活生命的大能。
We can also experience the resurrection power of God.
叫主复活的大能能够从我们身上也能够彰显出来。
So the power of the resurrection can manifest through us.
叫我们能够在各样的环境中，我们能够经历那复活生命的大能是如何的能够胜过一切。
Under any condition that we can experience the resurrection power.
最后一件也是最重要的一个关键。
The one key thing is.
这是我们能够得胜。的关键
This is the key to overcome.
就是我们向着神所托付给我们的见证，我们是否忠心？
Are we faithful to the testimony that He has committed to us?
我们是否至死忠心？
Are we faithful even to death?
弟兄姐妹，一开始弟兄告诉我们
At the beginning, our brother tells us.
等到那个日子来到的时候
When the day comes,
再也没有眼泪。
There's no more tear.
再也没有征战。
No more war.
再也没有机会。
No more opportunity.
我们再也没有机会能够来为主征战。
No more opportunity to fight for him.
我们再也没有机会能够来为主做美好的见证。
No more opportunity to bear witness for the Lord.
今天主还把我们放在地上。
Today the Lord places on this earth.
这是主还给我们有怜悯的机会。
The Lord still have mercy on us.
我们愿不愿意为着神的见证，向着神忠心
？Are we faithful to the testimony of the Lord?
至死忠心
，even to death.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，我们今天成了何等的人。
We have become as what we are.
主，我们能够在地上为着荣耀的神做见证。
We can bear the glorious testimony for you.
主，我们感谢你，你已经借着圣灵，说把那见证的约柜赐在我们心里。
You have placed the ark of testimony in our heart through the Holy Spirit.
主，你的见证是大有能力。
The testimony is with power.
主，你更是把那羔羊宝血赐给了我们。
You have given us the blood of the Lamb.
主啊，洗净我们一切的亏欠。
Cleanse all our transgressions.
你实在是把我们放在一个那得胜的地位上。
You have placed us in the position of overcoming.
但是主，我们在你面前，我们承认主，我们有亏欠。
But we want to admit to you that we have shortcomings.
主，因为我们向着你。向着你的见证，主啊，我们不忠心。
We are not faithful to you nor to your testimony.
我因此撒旦他能够有控告的机会。
So Satan has the opportunity to accuse us.
主，我们实在是在把我们每一个人来仰望在你的恩典里。
We want to place every one of us into your mercy.
主，求你再开启我们。
May you open us.
再光照我们。
Enlighten us.
主要赐给我们有一颗忠心
Give us a heart of faithfulness
主要叫我们能够认识你这荣耀见证的托付是何等的宝贵
So that we see how precious is this commitment
主要你竞选上了我
You have chosen us
主要我们是这样软弱这样愚昧的人
We are foolish and weak
主要你还愿意把你自己荣耀的见证来放在我们身上
Yet you are still willing to place the glorious testimony in us
主怜悯我
Have mercy on us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
主啊，叫我们能够向你有忠心。
So that we have faithfulness to you.
主啊，好像我们还能够来胜过仇敌。
So we still can overcome the enemy.
叫你的见证在今天这个世代里仍然能够蛮有能力的得着彰显。
So your testimony still have power can be manifest in these ages.
主帮助我。
Help us, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.